We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Well, before we know it, school will be out for the summer. And today on the Afternoon Magazine, we're going to take a look at keeping kids engaged, active, happy, and safe once school is out for the summer. There are opportunities in Champaign-Urbana for children and teens to have fun and build social and academic skills. So what's out there? Is there something that will engage and be of interest? Is it affordable? Are scholarships available? How do you sign up? Are there deadlines for registration? All good questions. Well, the College of Education at the University of Illinois, together with parent, teacher, and community groups in Champaign-Urbana, have organized an expo to answer those questions and more. It's called the iParents Summer Enrichment Extravaganza, and it's set for this Thursday, April 14th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Urbana Middle School. And here to tell us more are Ann Robertson and Lila Moore of the College of Education. Good to see you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're looking forward to summer, and we're looking forward, I think, to this extravaganza that's coming up. I think this is the second year.
It's actually the third year.
We've
done it. Yeah, yeah.
And I know that it's had a great turnout
in
the past, and it's a wonderful opportunity for parents to see what's out there and do some looking around and exploring what's out there for kids. What do summer programs in general have to offer children and their development?
Well, it's a variety of things, and this is really a fun event for parents and children to come to. In fact, last year, one of my friends brought her twin daughters who had decided at the beginning of the year they were not going to go to summer camp of any kind. And by the time they left the event, they had picked out three or four that they wanted to go to and left with happy faces when they had come in with these really grimpy faces to go to the event. But summer activities can be a real time for kids to find enrichment, really explore things and ideas and events and skills that they don't have time to do during school. Sometimes parents think of it as a time for them to practice skills, you know, academic skills, and they can do that, but it's also a time for kids to just have fun. You know, and a lot of the summer activities that we have combine both of those. So kids can do academic practice, but they can also just have fun and do enrichment as well.
Yeah, so there's also a lot of opportunity to make a summer friendship and
sure.
to build those social skills as well.
Yeah.
Lila, let me ask you this. There's a whole list of organizations that are planning to be at the extravaganza come Thursday evening. Maybe you could just give us an idea of the great variety that's here.
Right. We have about 36 organizations from the campus and the local community represented at the event. And there are camps and activities and learning opportunities in the areas of music and dance to sports activities, and also camps such as Spanish summer camps for kids so kids can learn a foreign language. A number of activities. Park districts are there, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, yoga.
The Spurlock Museum is there.
Spurlock Museum will be there.
The libraries, the park districts are there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of opportunities are there for very young children?
We have some preschool events there and some daycare types of things for young children. I know that particularly parents who have preschool children and infants, we actually have some of the full day programs there that, you know, that will be represented. But many parents actually struggle, who have older children, actually struggle with finding programs that their kids will stay involved with during the summer, particularly if parents work full time. This is a real challenge for some parents.
So what's out there for middle school kids and high school kids?
Some of the Y programs that are out there are helpful. What are some of the other programs?
The arts programs. Mm-hmm. There's a leadership academy on campus. Recreation, a lot of the sports programs, Boys and Girls Clubs,
right.
So don't worry, Boys and Girls Clubs will be at the event.
Do you have any advice for parents looking for a good fit for their child or children?
Well, I think talking to your child about it, especially older children, you know, parents need to realize that a summertime is a time that kids look forward to get a little bit laid back, to have a different kind of routine. But yet children need routines. And some children really do need structured routines. So it's important to talk to your children and ask them what they'd like to learn. To bring your child with you. In fact, the event is structured in such a way that people can come in with their children, spend as long as they want, or if they just want to come in and circle through and pick up some ideas and take 10 or 15 minutes, it's perfectly okay. We won't have any formal presentation that a parent would have to stay for. It really is just coming in and talking to the individuals who run the camps.
And taking home some pamphlets, some literature.
Right.
What's the range in cost for these programs, and how many offer fees or tuition on a sliding scale, and how many offer scholarships? Because that's got to be a big issue for families.
A number of them offer scholarships, and that's on a case-by-case basis. And some do sliding fee-based programs. Not all of them are nonprofits. Some of them are businesses. And so they do have tuition and fees. But what I would say is that parents can sometimes structure weeks at a time. So, for example, not all the programs run for the entire summer. Mm-hmm. Or you can choose to send your child for a week or two to one or a week or two to another. And although that's sometimes more difficult for a parent to schedule, you know, it certainly is a fun thing for a child to do during the summertime.
And this really is the time to start to look
around. Yes, absolutely. They fill up quickly.
Very good. There we have to leave it. Ann Robertson and Lila Moore are with the College of Education, and I want to thank you very much for coming in and telling folks about this Summer Enrichment Extravaganza, an opportunity for families to learn about summer programs throughout Champaign and Urbana. It is Thursday evening, April 14th, 6:30 to 8 at the Urbana Middle School, which is located at 1201 South Vine Street. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.